as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
So on Sunday, we were looking at appreciation as an attitude of faith. That is what we were looking at. And we explained that Romans 4, the verse number 20 says that he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, because that he was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. So when faith is in place, thanksgiving will not be out of place. Any man of faith will, all things being equal, be a man of thanksgiving, a man of thankfulness, someone who is careful to appreciate, who is careful to appreciate. I explained to you that anybody you believe, you thank the person. When someone gives you a promise, and you believe the person, and you know the person is capable of doing it, don't even wait for the person to do it. You just receive the promise with a thanksgiving. And if something happens to you, and you believe it is from a certain source, you are quick to thank that source. So thankfulness is an attitude of faith. Appreciation always accompanying genuine faith. Can I hear an amen? Oh, are you here? Can I hear an amen? We also explained that I gave some examples. For example, I said the leper who came back out of the tent, he demonstrated his faith by returning to give God glory, by thanking Jesus, lying prostrate before him and thanking him for his healing. And Jesus looked at his attitude and Jesus told him that your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. So that tells us that the attitude of faith is revealed in thanksgiving, in our thankfulness, our ability to appreciate. Are you following me? Then we also spoke about Abraham, where our key text was taken from Abraham, praising God while waiting for 25 years. Praising God for 25 years. Praising God, as at this time, he was around 99 years. So he has waited for 24 years and was still thanking God, was still appreciating God. If it were to be maybe you and I, by this time, would have given up, even stop attending church, even stop whatever we do in the house of the Lord, because we feel the Lord has delayed or the Lord has disappointed us. And we'll be walking with a very well-paraded face. Everybody who looks upon us will know that the Lord has not been good to us. And we'll know that something is really wrong with us. True or not true? Yeah, there's a way you can package your face. That tells it all. That tells it all. It scares us to say God is good. Like when we see your face, we are careful to not to annoy you. Oh, Sister Rosalie. We are very, very careful. Amen. Because sometimes when we see some of you, we have to gather courage to speak the word of God to you. We have to gather courage. Yeah. Because sometimes your facial expression alone can excuse the anointing of God for a while. Make the anointing of God go to rest. Your face alone, like a Sunday morning, that your pastor has picked the microphone and like he's supposed to flow. But the way we are saying, oh, say amen, you don't say that. The music ministers who struggle with you, praise the worship, you are looking at them like that. By the time we take the mic, it's like you have excused the anointing. Like, we can't flow. You are frustrating the whole atmosphere. You know, that kind of attitude is not an attitude of faith. It's an attitude of worry. It's an attitude that is connected with unbelief, with fear, with doubt. So that God has let you down. God has disappointed you. 2025 is coming to an end. No, 2024 is coming to an end. God, you didn't do it. What you promised me, you didn't do it. And you have given up. But for 24 years, he kept praising God. Even though, yeah, people were mocking him secretly. His workers. But for you to name yourself, or for you to come and tell us that now you are called Father of Nations. Father of Nations, when we know you don't have your own children, like, it's absurd, and it will make people ridicule you. You get it? To make people laugh at you. So I know for sure that he was mocked. They were ridiculed, but some way, somehow, he kept his praise high. May you also keep your praise high. Oh, are you here? I said, may you keep your praise high. Wave your two hands to the Lord and say, thank you, Father. So tonight, we will be very careful to thank him. We'll be very careful to worship him fully again. Before we leave this place, we'll take some time to just sing to him and to appreciate him. So that from January till now, all the fastings, all the prayers, everything that we have done, if it had not produced the needed results for somebody here, maybe this month of Thanksgiving, where you engage the high gear of Thanksgiving, it may produce your own miracle if you can believe it. Can I hear an amen? So Abraham also praised God while waiting. And that was a manifestation of faith. Your ability to thank God in challenging times is a sign of strong faith. Your ability to thank God in challenging times. We saw it in Romans 4:20. It said, and be strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. So when you are able to give glory to God in challenging times, in difficult times, it stands to reason that you are a strong faith person. You are a man of strong faith. Amen. Oh, amen. Those who thank God after they receive faith, after they receive their miracle, have faith. Those who thank God after they have received, have faith. But those who thank God before they receive, have strong faith. Write it down. I said that on Sunday and I'm repeating it. Those who thank God after they have received, they have faith. They have shown that it is from God. That's why they came to thank him. But those who thank God long before they will receive what they are looking for, they have strong faith. Because their faith is beyond the normal. Because the normal is that you receive, then you say thank you. But the extraordinary is when, as you are waiting, you still wait in thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for what you are going to do for me. Thank you that you are going to help me. Thank you are going to make a way for me. Thank you that 2024 is not ending with me like this. Thank you that you have come through for me. Thank you that all my prayer requests have been duly answered. Thank you that I am healed. Thank you that I'm rescued. Thank you that I'm delivered. Thank you that you have provided all my needs according to your riches. Those who can thank God long before the miracle happens, they don't just have faith, they have strong faith, according to what the Bible said concerning Abraham. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Oh, clap like you are alive. Now, the third example, I don't know whether I touched on that on Sunday. The third example is Jesus giving thanks in the midst of scarcity, in the midst of lack. Jesus gave thanks in the midst of scarcity and lack, which demonstrated his faith. Jesus giving thanks right in the midst of scarcity and lack, limitation, And by so doing, he demonstrated his faith. Go to John 6, 11. The Bible says that, and Jesus took the 5 loaves, and the 2 fishes. And when he had given thanks, he distributed them. Right in the midst of being faced with a huge crowd in their thousands, the men alone were 5,000, because they were counting only men in those days. The men alone were 5,000. And you and I know that the women were more believers than the men. And they liked more of the signs and wonders, so they were there more. So if 5,000 men plus more women, perhaps 7,000 or 10,000 women, and the Jews, they really give birth to a lot of children. So one woman around came with about 4 or 5 children. So the children will be about 20,000 plus men, 5,000 plus women, 10,000, put all together. That's the actual figure Jesus was feeding. Or they only counted the men. And there was no food to feed them because they were in the wilderness. Wilderness is far away from the town. It will take you 3 days' journey before you get to a place that you will have to buy food. And these people have been following Jesus for 3 days and they were hungry now. And they are not eating. And Jesus was faced with the challenge of feeding this multitude. He needed provision, supernatural provision. Maybe there is somebody here that you are being faced with a challenge. You need a supernatural provision. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ come through for you. Before this week will come to an end, you will laugh last. Jesus was faced with that same challenge, that God, something must happen. How do I feed these people? How do I provide for these people? How do I come through for these people? The disciple says, let us send them away. Before they start dying here, let's send them away. Before they start dying here. And Jesus said, no. If they don't have it, they'll die on the road to the place, because it will take another 3 days before they will get there. Let's look for what they will eat. And all they could find after they combed through the camp was a little boy's food, 5 loaves, and the 2 fishes. And the disciples were discouraged. They said, what can this do in the face of such huge multitudes? What can this accomplish? Some of you, what you have in your hands as compared to what you want to achieve, the only question that comes into your mind is, how can this be? How can I achieve this with what I have? It's impossible. If you are like that, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, before this week will come to an end, something will happen that will turn the situation upside down. Let your amen be a believer's one. Jesus was faced with that same story. How do I get money to do this thing? The issue was facing him. And the Bible said that instead of complaining, instead of giving up and sending the people away, like the disciples suggested, he stood on his ground, took the little that he had. Instead of complaining, he said, thank you. Thank you, Bible said, and he gave thanks. Listen, instead of complaining for what you didn't get in 2024, just thank God for what you have in 2024. Just thank God. Instead of Jesus complaining that, where are the 5,000 loaves? I need at least 5,000 loaves to feed 5,000 people. That is, if everybody is even getting a loaf, which obviously not, because if a little boy was eating 5, what would an elderly man eat? Now, are you getting the calculation here? A little boy had 5 loaves about to consume it. That means that the size of the loaf was not enough to satisfy that little boy. So if a little boy is to 5 loaves, a grown-up man will be his to what? You can imagine. About 10 to 15 loaves. Amen. So, if Jesus was looking for even 1:1 loaf crampoir, he needed 5,000 loaves of bread to feed his people. and 10,000 fishes, because one would be to two. Just for like a little more. But it was not. Yet he gave thanks. He gave thanks on the little. Listen, thanksgiving on little things has the power to increase them. Thanksgiving. When you appreciate God for the little, there is a certain unusual power that comes upon the little that multiplies it. Appreciation has multiplication effect. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your appreciation can multiply the little in your hands. It may be a small sign of a healing. Your appreciation can make it whole. Like what Jesus told the man, that your faith has made you whole. Your appreciation coming back to say thank you to me. Little sign you have seen on your skin has now made you perfect. In that way, you are now entirely whole. So appreciation provokes multiplication. Everyone say with me, appreciation provokes multiplication. Jesus said, Udase ewo kitwana ukrana. Nyamima ni tumi baso emani yebibri. Ewo use. You can thank God for that little business. It can increase. If you can start, instead of complaining, anyway, they don't buy. And of late, the market is bazaar. No. You are not demonstrating an attitude of faith. The attitude of faith in that situation will rather be thanking God for the customer, that one customer that came. We'll be thanking God for that small boat that you were able to sell for that day. We'll be thanking God for whatever you were able to, even though you think it is insignificant. The power of the Lord will come upon, the power of multiplication will come upon it and increase it. I declare over 50 people here right now, whatever is small in your hands, it is increasing by fire. I said, whatever is small in your hands, on the platform of appreciation, it is multiplying. I said, it is multiplying. As you are thanking God for that relationship, it is getting better. As you are thanking God for that marriage, it is getting better. As you are thanking God for those children, they are becoming better. As you are thanking God for that ministry, it is growing bigger. As you are thanking God for what you have is increasing. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Oh, celebrate him, celebrate him. That is why you must not joke with thanksgiving. Instead of complaining, give thanks. Give thanks. If you think that you have lost something in this year, so you can't thank God because you have lost something so dear, something so... If you think you have lost something, then I'm here to announce to you that it is because of Jesus that you have not lost everything. Yeah. If you think you have lost something, then you must know that it is because of God you have not lost everything. You could have lost everything. I'm telling you. You have lost something, you are complaining. Give thanks because you have not lost everything. Tell somebody you have not lost everything. The fact that you were able to walk to this place means there is something you have. You have life, you have energy. You have strength, you have eyes, you have ears. You were able to walk here. You were able to climb this tall thing to come here. It's a sign that you have not lost it all. Because there is someone who have lost it all. He's in the grave right now. There's someone who have lost it all. So if you think that you have lost something, thank God you have not lost it all. Clap your two hands for them. I always tell people that, you see, thanklessness is as a result of thinklessness. I hear what I'm saying. Should I take it again? I said thanklessness is as a result of thinklessness. You don't think. Thoughtfulness provokes thankfulness. If you are just looking at food and water, and you are just looking at, and then I am not married, and if you're just, those are shallow things. Those are, what are those things compared to life? Listen to me. There is a sickness when it's on you, and you're on the bed, you wish you don't even care about money. You forget about beauty. You forget about marriage. There's a condition when you enter into it. All the things that you are looking for, you don't even look for them.
But thank God you never found yourself in those places. Thank God that you are not in those situations. So you see, if you can think enough, you can thank enough. If you can think enough, then you can thank. If you see somebody thanking enough, he's thinking enough. You have a deep worship experience if you have a deep thinking experience. If you are thinking well, that mimpo I may say means say shimpo. Now me and do say. Like if you can think enough, that's why David said, count your blessings. And when David was listing the blessings, he didn't talk about food and even water. He started talking about forgiveness of sins. The fact that you are even holy and righteous on your way to heaven. He spoke about the benefits. His loving kindness, filling your mouth with good things. All those things. Renewing your strength, your energy. Renewing your youth. These are blessings we normally don't look at.
You see, a lot of people, do you know how they are? Unless God allows the thing to scratch them a bit, and then he saves them, then they'll be grateful. But as long as God protects them and nothing came close to them, they thought nothing was against them and they thought God has done nothing. That's how we are. I get what I'm saying? Until say in such a baby and so na echi and kakra na na me yiye free mu ni aje. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. But ni na me be boy ye hu ban. Now, ma, na bofo abo ye hu ban. Na ye hu boni bia, na sempo ni bia mpo am ben ye no. Enu ni ye hu ni se nyame aye bibi ye fa no troka. Rather no ye bisa bibi. Enu na ye je hu because she in 2 ye ema nyame ji ye wo muti no. There's no testimony. It's like, I feel where the mini dance di bia. And so Inka Kabi Pao Nine Suka Kra. Whoa, dear no. Kaka Tai. Kakrabi Pao Naso. And every breed. Just Uto Sinusuka Kra. Na a wunu light one be. Na feel Uko hospital Kakra. I was there. A Pao Naso. Oh, Jesus. He ran me. That was your whole way. Oh, me rade. That Sunday, do you know what the person will do if he's able to report to church? Do you know what? Can you tell me what the person will do if the person is able to come? Praise the Lord! He said, "Nami nam la pass, nami si, ka bi mini baby free." Now this be now fun go for me shim. Me want say baby I'm here now. Now fun me now so me say. And yet me name no say bofubi no so me mo bofubi. Then you see that you'll be grateful. It is sometimes I never see a jumper, but be near ma or nyame ma or some chink of being kakra. Send a bayo be a penny that's it. Because thou she anya on over our castle. But Nyamia said, madama, sorry, 1 whole year. Me yari import that she ain't 2 me. Like me that appears, what can be that? To you, there is not a testimony. You want the one that when you slept, you saw dogs and lions and cockroaches with kambu who are chasing you. Ah, then when you wake up, then you come. Namia Jimmy, oh, Namia Jimmy, you say, me die, me whom me fear before, or me a tree. But the Bible says that he gives his beloved good sleep. It is the one you went to sleep and you woke up and there was no terrifying dream. You even didn't remember to say thank you on the bed. Talkless coming to church and say, oh, I'm here today. It's another week and the Lord has been good to me. I've not had any reason to worry or to be sick. I'm here to say thank you. It doesn't occur to you.
Because to you, the Lord has not done anything. Because all that you are thinking about are those three things you were expecting from January. That God, have you waited? Focus to perform. Have you waited? Number one, may worry. Number two, may worry, mommy twins. Number three, the shop, no, me ye for a dog or me come my movie. You've written these three things, travel. And all the 40 days, kaya. And now it's December. And then to you, God has not done it because you are still single. And on top of it, you saw others married. So are you with me cry? I saw you back cry, oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm talking about real life situations happening to people in this church. I saw you back cry, oh yeah, because all your friends are married. You are not married. So now you have stopped going to church. Two, the child has not come because why would you worry? Three, shop. So at first, nanka shop. Nanka, who hopes to see how come there? I didn't know this old suit is not cotton. Now, such a person, will he say God has done something for you? The reason why to him God has done nothing, or to her God has done nothing, is because he or she has limited the grace of God to these three things. So as long as God has not done these three things, God has done nothing. But if you can be thoughtful enough, you will be thankful enough. If you can think deep, you can praise deeply. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Why will Abraham still thank God even though he didn't have Isaac? He will still thank God because he had goats, sheep, oxen. He had things he didn't have before. His business was still booming. There are things he has not prayed to God about. God has done it. Even though the ones he has prayed to God, God has not yet done it. There are other things that God has done that he didn't have to pray to God for. He has servants who were serving him. Yes, he's barren, but he has certain things. So yes, there are things that you are looking for that you have not received. But Charlie, don't rob God of the praise concerning the things that you have that you didn't even pray about. The things that never appeared on your prayer list. The things that you didn't have to cry for. The good health, the life, the vitality, the blessings, the spiritual cleansing. The things that you have, the relationship you have with the Holy Spirit. Even the blessings of what to eat, what to wear, and where to sleep. Those things that you have not prayed about, don't limit God to those five prayer points. Clap your two hands.
Adia wa ya mamia. Oine ma kutu ofu, o na ma sori wo. Semisha, where you are sitting, lift your hand and just make it your own thanksgiving prayer to the Lord. Wa mama, kada baraba de kebra kada laba, me kete breke dosha kata raba de lebede.
Now listen. I'll make you sing it again. Just last week, my wife came home disturbed. I was asking her why. That one of the nurses in Kolebu, young student, like this nursing student we have, Russia and. And like she's very intelligent, and she came for how do you call your thing? The internship or clinical? She's in her final, also completing like that. So as she was attending to a patient's wound, or dressing Obi crew of Kolebu, all of a sudden she just started shouting. By the time they realized she was insane, she's gone mad. Memambro, sakat. wakɔ cow sakatri de sia ɔwɔ abodan fontem ɔno nurse no sa no abodan fontem sada no nkɔ kɔ adwuma na nka amba ne sa na nkɔ be fie sa week no ebia wakyerɛ wɔ ne prayer request mu sɛ ɔpɛ sɛ ɔnya first class awɛnya first class but we wie clinic as a be fie wambɔ dam nkɔ bɛda name ase there are the was say me wie 4 years up man bodam even though say me eff but man bodam e ko beta na mi ase
no
obefa no normal but you see what happened to somebody but you have been going and coming and all that. You see, sometimes we just I'm not trying to use somebody's predicament but I'm trying to make you understand that if you don't have a control test, you will never appreciate the real thing that you are holding. Sometimes you need a story of what a normal human being like you have suffered. For you to know that, for the fact that you have not got, don't have, also means there are some things that you should have gotten you didn't get. There are some things, some bad things that came to other people. Are you better than them? Are you holier than them? Some of you have attended school, you have completed safely. When they check the history of that lady, every time there is exam, she falls sick, they rush her to hospital. But she has never been mad before. But this time around, she's going to be full nurse. They have put it down. Because her family, nurses don't rise from there. You can't be successful. Today she's under Lagatin and other things. You're born in June, now you're stable. Sing it again. If you not sing, don't sing. And tell me that your travel prayer point, God has not answered you. You're ungrateful. You are just ungrateful. You have been going, you have been coming every day. People are having accidents. You have not. Your children have been going and coming. Somebody buried his child. Somebody buried his child. Just 2 years ago, somebody buried a child. He went to school, came back with headache, and they have buried a child as I'm talking to you now. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, he will dominate. Oh, Jesus. Shakata rabaha. Meke teke teke brakata kabaha. Come on, beat your chest. Tell the Lord. Oh, Wotome. That's why you are still alive. I'm telling you. You think you are better. That's the only reason why you are alive. Oh, Jesus.
Clap your two hands together. Oh, come on, you are thanking the Lord with your appreciation. Amen. Sit down. Thank you. So you see, so Jesus lifted those 5 loaves instead of complaining to thanks. Thanks. Then the Bible says that as they started sharing it, some way, somehow, the thing was not getting finished. Some way, somehow. The thing was not getting finished. The supernatural took over. From now to 31st, whatever seemed to be stubborn in your life, whatever seemed to be robbing you of joy, may the supernatural of God take over.
Your amen is not a believer's one. May the supernatural of God take over. That situation that is so discouraging, may the supernatural of God take over. That situation that is heartbreaking, may the supernatural of God take over. That thing you are looking for that you have not yet received, may the supernatural of God take over. Clap your 2 hands and say, I have a miracle. I have a miracle. Say, I have a miracle.
Amen. Now let me close with this. Judah. Let me close with this example. The 4th example. Judah. How many of you remember Judah? The nation Judah. Israel was divided to the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom in the days of Jeroboam. After Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, Israel was broken into 2. We have the Jews and then the northern Israel, whose capital it was in Samaria. That's where Elijah operated. And we have kings like Jehoshaphat and Co. They were in the southern kingdom called Judah. They were the Jews. They are the people who can be identified right now in the land called Israel. The rest are scattered, like God prophesied. So now listen. The Bible says that Judah was surrounded by 3 nations. Now, all the 3 nations were far bigger than Judah. That is, each was bigger than Judah. So let's say, you know how big Nigeria is? One state of Nigeria is like Ghana. Yeah, one state, like, let's say, Abuja, like that, or Lagos State, is like Ghana, the whole of Ghana. Oh, you didn't know? Yes, one of their states is that big. Not all their states, but some of their states are so big. So Nigeria is far bigger than Ghana. Far bigger. And imagine Nigeria and other bigger countries have all gathered together, and Ghana is in the middle, and they say, "We are going to finish you. How are you going to survive?" That is what happened to Judah. Because they were the southern kingdom, they were made up of only 2 tribes. Only 2 tribes. Judah and Benjamin. 2 tribes. So, and the rest were all on one side called Israel. And they were attacked by their enemies. 3 big kingdoms. Like the way recently, Iran. They are all bigger than Israel. Iran. Those countries around them, Syria, Egypt, all of them, and they are just in the middle, exactly the same situation. They said that you will finish you. But in verse 17, the Bible says that they had cried to the Lord, and the Lord had raised a prophet among them, prophesied to them that this and that I'm going to do for you. But let us look at something small here. Verse 17. Everybody, let's look at it. And we'll rise up, we'll thank the Lord. And thank him and sing to him and just worship him. And believe him that from now to 31st, something will happen. Look at what happened here. Verse 17. You will not need to fight. Tell somebody by you will not need to fight. Listen, it's a prophecy for someone. You will not need to fight. It's like you will not need to struggle by yourself. There is a higher power that can step in for you. Why is the scripture not coming? 17.
You will not need to fight in this battle.
When they went to cry on God, God said, wait, you will not need to fight. Position yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Position yourself. Tell somebody, position yourself. And later on, you realize the position he was telling them to take. That thankfulness, appreciation, praises is a position you take that makes God take over your battle.
It's a position.
Position yourself. And later he showed them the position. He said, just take your singers and your tambourines and go and sing. Tell somebody, praises is a position. Appreciation, thanksgiving is a spiritual position we take that gives us advantage. If you don't want to be the one to fight, you praise. If you want to be the one to fight, you pray. When you pray, you are fighting. When you praise, you are taking a position for the real fighter to take over. Which one do you like? Which one do you like? He said, you will not need, listen, point to your chest and say, in the name of Jesus, every fight in my life, I hand over. See, every battle, I hand over. In the name of Jesus, Prince, I hand over every battle in my life. I hand over every battle in my life. This ministry battle, this financial battles, this building battles, this marriage battles, this parenting battles, any kind of battle that will be in my life. Lord, I hand over my life battles. Hand over, Charlie, hand over. Don't worry yourself, man. You are doing it yourself. Hand over. You will not need to fight in this battle, but position yourself. And I've showed you the position. It's the position of appreciation. The position of praise, thankfulness. It makes God take over. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them. For the Lord will be with you. For the Lord will be with you. And then what happened? 18. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bow before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Tonight, somebody can also worship the Lord. Oh. Somebody, instead of crying and shouting, you can worship the Lord. You can take the position, worship the Lord. You can bow your knees and worship the Lord. Bow your head and worship the Lord. You can just come out of the deepest part of your heart and just say, Lord, I worship you. I thank you. I appreciate you first and foremost for who you are and for what you have done in my life and what you are still doing and what you are about to do. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Now verse 19. When they started engaging worship, they started taking that place. Then the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and the children of Korathites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with voices loud and high. Wow. When three powerful kingdoms have surrounded you, God promised you that you will not need to fight your battle again. And instead of doubting God, you started praising. I've taught you what that is. That is called a strong faith. Believing before the thing happens is strong faith. I'm going to fight for you, then you start worshiping. Tonight, before 31st comes, I am prophesying over 50 people here. I know there is something your eyes are focused on. Before 31st will come, what prayer couldn't do, what sacrifice couldn't do, what offering couldn't do, what kingdom service couldn't do, may your praise and your worship achieve them for you. May your thankfulness achieve them for you. May your appreciation achieve them for you. Let your amen be a resounding one. Let your amen be a resounding one. Let your amen be a resounding one. Clap your two hands together. They started thanking the Lord. Then, in verse 20, so they arose in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa after they finished their first praises to thank God
the appreciation to thank God for what he has promised. That's what I'm saying. Don't wait to see it. Thank him before. It's a sign of strong faith. When they did that, God realized that they believed. That's why Jehoshaphat came and said that you shall believe in the Lord thy God and you shall be established as a nation. But when you believe in me, his prophet, you shall prosper. Why? Because God has spoken and they have believed and they are worshiping. Charlie, that way when you come to church, you frown your face and morose your face, and then you look all mournful, all pitiful, just because there is something that you are looking for that you have not yet received, or there is something you are praying about that has not yet come, or there is something disturbing you in your life. The way you are looking, you look like a defeatist. You look like someone who has already given up. You look like a victim. But from today, may you translate from a victim to a victor. You are translating from a victim to a victor. You are moving from a victim to a victor. You are changing from a victim to a victor. Shout, I am changing from a victim to a victor. Clap your two hands together.
You're too mobile. When we are dancing, you will not dance. You will not dance. You have never danced in this church before. They praise and they thank the Lord. Then God came and said, believe in the Lord thy God. You prosper. Believe in his prophet. You prosper. That's why they said, so they arose in the morning and went out to the, and Joshua stood and then told them that, and verse 21, and when they had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord for his mercies and endures for. They went in front of the army. Okay, if three nations have come, you should be looking for firefighting, you should be looking for certain things. Those that will fight in the air, you should be looking for machines for the land, you should be looking for the marine, for the sea, weapons. These mountain ones that have come, that have been redirecting missiles, drones, and all those things, armored vehicles, tanks, proper machine guns. I thought God would tell them that look for the best machine gun. God has already told them that in this battle you will not fight. If you want to fight, then go for the machine guns. But this battle you will not fight. Just take a position and stand still. And God showed them what the position was. They appointed singers. And they stood still, and the singers were singing. And you imagine if Ghana is going for war. Sometimes when you are reading the Bible, you read it too spiritual. Open your if Ghana is going for war, you have heard that Ghana is going for war against US, and US may never happen otherwise. Did you hear what Dr. Fred came to say the last time when he was teaching? He is an army general. He has been for peacekeeping. He's a doctor. A military doctor. So he has been for, and then he was telling us the kind of cocoa, the kind of thing, milk thing, and the thing they want to buy from China. What our government want to buy from China? The armor vehicle, when you shoot one, back and it will somersault by itself. Because it was buy one, get one free. That's what our government went to buy. Cheap things, black man. Even that one, see, he that is part of the military, see, his idea was they were laughing at their own equipment. And imagine if the Ghana army is going for war. Na aeroplane, ninam in from. Na yes, just say yes, so aeroplane, but ninam na jets, na oh, in ka bombs be, air fly na, in ka sirens be, a wasuna, deflecting bombs. Then, instead of the Ghana army,
going from machine gun, they have all gone for tambourines. Let him know. Let him know. America will say these people. In fact, we have ourselves will say. True or not true? Now, in the same way, they were going for war. I am over for Eddie as say kindly arrows, air bombs, so many horses. Now, young question, you Israel, book it out. Tambourine. And when you are Tino Mobile. What do you think? Can these people be serious for once? But you see, what the people didn't know was that Israel did not come to fight. If they came to fight, they would have come with weapons. When you go with weapons, it means you are ready to fight. But they did not come with weapons. They took a position of thankfulness. They already knew someone who had promised was coming to take the place of the fight. And his weapons are machine guns or arrows that fly by day or night. The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the destructions of our strongholds. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? So they came with machines and they came with physical weapons, but they went in the name of the Lord. And the name of the Lord is always a strong tower that the righteous positions themselves there and they are always safe. I declare from now to 31st, your praise will bring you a raise. Your praise will bring you victory. Your appreciation will bring you increase. Your appreciation will make you conquer. Whatever is against you, you will conquer it. You will conquer it. You will conquer it. You will conquer it. Your loudest amen will do. Clap your two hands together.
Rise up to your feet. There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.